You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 147, Moving On. In today's episode, we're going to pick up on the discussion we started in episode 145, When It's Time to Let Go. I received a lot of feedback on this episode, and the biggest question of all was, how do I let go? So we'll go deeper into that today. But before we start this discussion, I want to thank all of you who have taken the time to write a review for the show and the book. I really haven't checked the reviews for the show in a long time, so I was pleasantly surprised when I saw them on iTunes. I also saw one on Stitcher Radio, so that put a big smile on my face. Thank you very, very much for taking the time to do that. Please continue to rate and review the show, especially on iTunes, because they prioritize your show based on reviews and the ratings. Just know that I appreciate your reviews on whatever platform you leave them on. And please remember to send your questions directly to me, to my email address, which is questions@awakenthehealing.com. And that way I'll be sure to get them. If you post questions on a review, I most likely won't see them until sometime later, if at all, because this show is on a lot of platforms that I'm not even aware of. So it's best to send your questions directly to me so I can get back to you. I want to personally thank Sandy for that wonderful review on iTunes and for your question. I'm so happy that Spirit guided me there to see it. I will address your question in a moment. I just want to say that I really appreciate all of you who have taken the time to leave those reviews, because in doing that, you let me know how much you appreciate the show and that you're getting something incredible out of it. This makes me so very happy, and it inspires me to continue to bring the messages of Spirit to you for your continued growth and transformation. That's what it's all about, and that's why I'm here for you. Now back to the show. Moving on from a situation, whatever it may be, is not always easy, and that's for many reasons. But most people don't really know what's going on. Our lives are profoundly affected by relationships, and they are completely based on vibration. We don't think of this because we become engrossed in the physical and the dramas of life. But what we have to keep in the forefront of our minds is that the reason for our physical experience is to learn and to grow spiritually. We are spiritual beings having a physical experience, and not the other way around. Living our daily lives creates vibrational momentum. And from that momentum, you manifest all of your experiences. All that you have created is from drawing your vibrational matches to you, and each experience is for your growth and evolution. Now, we know that this subject could relate to just about anything, the need to move on. But in most cases, people find it most difficult to let go and move on from love relationships. We all desire to be loved because we are social creatures. We find our identity through our relationships, by being a mother, a father, a husband, a wife, and so on. Let's now focus on our love relationships. And these, of course, will be of the intimate type. It's hard to move on from someone you love because there's an energetic bond between you. And this bond is very real. Love is the only reality. So everything that's created from this vibration is the only thing that actually exists. It's the only thing that will stand the test of time. That's why the old folks used to say, don't rush into getting married, because if it's love, it'll be there. Time is the greatest of all tests. And yes, it's an illusion, but we are living in the third dimension, and it is ruled by illusion. So time is an abstract concept, but very real for us on this level. Love relationships are always the hardest to navigate on any level, because of the emotional bond that is between you and another person. But where intimacy is involved, there can be even more snares that can limit and block your growth. Now, this answer is specifically for Sandy, but it may also pertain to your personal situation. Sandy is having trouble moving on from a past love that was unhealthy. She's now happily married, but finds herself thinking of the man from her past, who was very hurtful and mean to her, but she still loves him. So, Sandy, you know that a lot of people find themselves in the same kind of situation. This response is for anyone who resonates with it, and you may still be in this kind of relationship, so you need to hear this. What we have to understand first is that all relationships are only mirrors of the self. We can't experience anything that's not a vibrational match to us. That being said, it's also important that you realize that you and your partner are never having the same experience. Our journeys are all unique, but what we share in common is the fact that we create all the people and the circumstances that come into our lives. We have drawn these energies around us in order to help us grow. People come into our lives at the perfect time to help us grow and move on from something. Every relationship you have created has come into your life for a specific reason, and most of those reasons are karmic. But because we don't remember the lessons we desire to learn, we get caught up in the flesh and the physical dramas that surround us. We desire to learn something, a valuable lesson, and through interacting with certain people and situations, we are given the opportunity to grow. Once the lesson has been learned, then it's time to move on. You don't necessarily have to leave the person you're with, but you have to move on to the next lesson together. If you learn your lesson, but they don't learn theirs, then you will be required to move on without them in order to continue to grow. They will remain stuck on that level until they desire to grow. Now, I talk more about this in episode 102, Let Them Go So They Can Grow. In this particular situation, the person you're with doesn't desire to grow, and they will only hold you back. The manifestation will be the same problems presenting over and over again. This means lessons repeating themselves because you guys aren't getting it, or they're not getting it. They're not growing. So as long as you continue to stay in this relationship, then you'll keep going through the same things over and over again. But once you get your lesson, then you'll have to release them in order for you to continue to grow. That doesn't mean you have to stop loving them. It just means that you love yourself more or enough to allow yourself to move on and to continue to grow. We're here to advance in life, not to remain stagnant, not in any way, shape, or form. Now, each relationship is going to be different. They're going to bring you different lessons. So, for instance, playing a mother will bring you a different lesson than playing a daughter, and so on. I talk about this in more detail in Chapter 8 of my book, Doors of Light. Relationships are profound teachers in our lives. The only way that life becomes easier to navigate is to look at it from the spiritual perspective and not from the physical. Now, for those of you who've been following my show, you know that when I say spiritual, it has nothing to do with religion. This is the energetic perspective, the ethereal aspect of who you really are. The flesh is asleep and not conscious of the higher purpose of your life because it's part of the illusion. So when you perceive your life from the physical perspective, then your actions are based on ignorance and limitation. And often you find yourself creating more problems for yourself. It's impossible to connect the dots from that perspective. So you have to rise above it to see it through your spiritual eyes. Viewing your life from a spiritual perspective allows you to see people and circumstances for what they really are. Everything is a mirror for you and of you. That's the good and the bad. Whatever your experience is all energy. Every situation and person that you draw into your life becomes a teacher for you in some aspect. Viewing these relationships from a spiritual perspective helps to alleviate the emotional aspect that binds you to the physical drama. You are then able to gain a deeper insight and clarity on what lessons you needed to learn. You desired growth in some area of your life, and you needed to learn something from that specific person or situation to help you advance spiritually. You also use these interactions to help you purge any unwanted characteristics like self-hatred. And these opportunities challenge you to do that. Karmic lessons are lessons we created for ourselves before we came here, and they help us to grow. Usually we are still dealing with issues that we didn't overcome in a past life. So Sandy, this man may very well be someone you've been connected to for many lifetimes, and that's why it's so difficult to break away from him. But the fact that you did go your own way is a manifestation that you overcame something. You began to love yourself enough to move away from an unloving relationship. And that was possible because it no longer was a reflection of you. It no longer was a vibrational match. And then you manifested a relationship that mirrored the love that you now have for yourself. These are wonderful mirrors for you. They help you to see your own growth. Your spiritual tie with your ex-lover has not been broken, and it may never be, because he's part of you, but he's no longer a vibrational match to you. Once your self-love got to a certain point, then there had to be a separation if he didn't want to grow. It's okay to still love him. Just understand what he was in your life, what he came to you to teach. Then it'll be easier to let him go. In the sense that you're okay with living your life and knowing that you did all that you could to make that relationship work. But we all know that it takes two. And if the other person doesn't want to grow, then somebody's got to move on. Allow yourself to have love for him without feeling guilty or without yearning for what could have been. Because the yearning and desire to be with him will only draw him back into your life at another time. Maybe not in this lifetime, but you will keep that karmic wheel going. So try to see that you have overcome a great test that you created for yourself. You grew in love for yourself, and so many other women still struggle with this issue. So it's okay to love someone and not be with them because it's unhealthy or toxic. That's just a sacrifice many of us make in our growth process because the person we love may not be willing to grow or change with us. And when that happens, we have to make a decision of what's best for us. In truth, all our relationships teach us how to love ourselves. Love is the only thing that transforms a person. And self-love is the basis of all your relationships. Love yourself, and all your relationships will reflect that love back to you because it's all you. So I hope this has helped you in some way, Sandy, and anybody else who needed to hear this. Let me know if there's anything else I can do. I'm more than happy to help. I thank you all for taking the time for reaching out to me. Please remember that I'm here for you. I have so much love and appreciation for all of you. Thank you so much for listening today. Until our next show, be loved, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.